Yeah, certainly. I'll just add two sort of personal ones. The first one is on non-market housing solutions. I was really, really thrilled to see a recent announcement from Mark Carney on a $35 billion commitment towards an industrial housing strategy. Canada's going to get back into the role of building housing. For the last 6 or 7 years, we've had a national housing strategy, but that has basically been working with communities, municipalities, and developers to build more affordable housing. But Mark Carney announced a new approach, a way that CMHC basically used to be a home builder, and since they've been more of a mortgage issuer. But we're starting Build Canada Homes, and we're going to build more homes for Canadians, affordable housing and deeply affordable housing, community housing like the co-op that I grew up in. It's a good model. It's a great way for people to be able to pay their rent without having to pay off somebody else's second or third mortgage, and it'll help people save for an eventual down payment. And it's a great way to solve for a lot of the housing affordability challenges that the people are faced with. The second issue that I wanted to address was community safety. Mark Carney announced our community safety plan, which will involve hiring 1,000 new RCMP officers to combat organized crime, the type of organized crime that's recruiting mostly male teenagers to do car thefts and break-ins and armed robberies. We've got to crack down on this, while at the same time making sure that our justice system has the capacity to adjudicate these cases in a timely manner. Also important to recognize that 80% of the people who are incarcerated presently are awaiting a bail hearing. So it's not the case that so many people are receiving bail. A lot of people just are not receiving a bail hearing, which means they can't remain in custody. So I really, really appreciated the endorsement from Ben Perrin, who's a justice expert, a legal expert, particularly on safety and the justice system right across Canada. He was one of the Right Honourable Stephen Harper's advisors in his decade as Prime Minister, and he fully endorsed Mark Carney's plan on community safety, saying that it will lead to better outcomes in communities. So I was thrilled to see that. And just in addition, and maybe just to close, I think that one of the solutions that we can count on, which is basically more of a community thing and definitely more of a personal pet project, I suppose, is more accessible physical activity and recreation, particularly opportunities for youth. I was a young person that got into a little bit of trouble after school, and the canoe club was where I went to spend that energy rather than, getting into trouble. And the fact is, sports programs have just ballooned in cost and they've become too expensive. So one of the things that I want to work on at the federal level is more investments in sport, physical activity, and recreation for youth, but people of all ages, because it's great for health, great for our mental health, great for our communities, great for safety, great for community unity and just being together. And, one of the great things about our country is we love sports and we've got a lot of space to play. So I know I said that was the last thing, but just one more final plug for independent public broadcasters. The CBC is one of the most important institutions in Canada, and the question did arise yesterday at the debate on the CBC. I just want everybody to know that I'm going to do my best to support independent broadcasters like 101 Milton, but also like the CBC, so that we can hear more Canadian broadcasting, more Canadian stories, hear more Canadian news. We need more Canada, not less. And if we eliminate the CBC and don't support local broadcasting, then we'll only get less Canadian stories. And what will fill the void is billionaire-backed American-style media, which is not what Canadians want. We've got to promote everything that there is about Canada. It's a great country. It's the best place on earth, and I'm always going to stand to protect it.